Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is Lewis Fine, and we have, as always, a great show for you today with Kevin Guz of Homevestors Dallas. We're going to be talking today about, or rather Kevin is going to be talking about, how you can maintain a 100% rental occupancy rate as a real estate investor without any advertising. It's as straightforward a topic as that, and a very interesting and intriguing one. So let me bring Kevin on the program right now. Kevin, welcome.
Hi, Lewis.
So talk to us about this. Let's start from the most basic of principles. You want to achieve a high rental occupancy rate. In this case, 100%. How do you do that without any advertising?
Well, I'll tell you, Lewis, this kind of came to me out of the blue, this realization. And it happened actually this past weekend. I had a prospective tenant contact me on a Saturday afternoon, and they asked, hey, do you have any rental properties available? I am looking for a home. And I didn't, befitting of the title of our conversation, 100% occupancy, I didn't have anything available. And I asked them, hey, how did you get my number? How'd you find me? Well, I was talking to one of your tenants, and they recommended that I call you. And the conversation went on and ultimately ended, and as I thought about it after we had hung up, a couple key points came to mind that, gosh, I frequently answer these phone calls, number one, who have called me, and I don't have any formal advertising out there of any size, shape, or form. And number two, I frequently respond to them that I have nothing available. And it was really, there's two interesting outcomes there. Number one, how are all these people calling me without me doing anything proactive to contact them to advertise rental properties? And number two, it's also quite interesting that why do I always have to tell them I've got nothing available? And I realized that in my 15 years as a landlord, this has been a lot more common than I've ever recognized. And with that being said, I realized, gosh, I have never really done any advertising with my rental properties outside of maybe putting a sign in the yard, but I have never done a Craigslist ad. I have never done a newspaper ad. I have never done any tangible or deliberate marketing of a rental property other than a yard sign at the most. And yet, I continue to keep my portfolio occupied. And I mention this not to brag, but I mention it to share a learning. Because as I kind of peeled back this realization that, hey, I've got everything's occupied and I don't do a lot of advertising, and yet my phone's ringing off the hook, I realized what was at the root of it. And I offered this up today to other landlords. And as always, it's not real revolutionary, but it's very compelling. And what I realized is at the root of our business, we focus on taking care of our tenants. And that ultimately provides a ton of tertiary benefits to our business, and obviously in the form of occupancy. And what I mean is we take care of our tenants much like a company takes care of their employees. When you recognize the value of your employees, and I'm a past corporate guy. That was my story prior to becoming a real estate investor. And as a corporate guy, my focus and our focus as a company was to take care of employees. They're our best assets. And, oh, by the way, they were also one of our best resources for new employees. When we took care of employees and we provided a great place to work and a great work environment with rewards and benefits and challenges and provided satisfaction to these employees, they would bring us great, talented employees to come work for us. And we never really had to market for employees then either. It was pretty much through word of mouth or through referrals. The old adage, it's not necessarily who you know, what you know, but it's who you know, and it applied very much in that corporate scenario. But what I realized is that has translated from my corporate life to my new life as a real estate investor and a landlord is we treat our tenants like employees. We take care of them. They're incredibly valuable assets. You know, they work more than one-third of their work month. They're working purely to pay our principal loan, our taxes, our interest, and our insurance on these properties. So we treat them very well. And the outcome of doing that and treating them with respect and providing them with safe, quality living environments is they're the ones who are keeping my properties full.
It seems to me, Kevin, I just want to interrupt for a moment, that you are, in fact, doing marketing, but it's marketing of a different sort. You're investing in people. More specifically, you're investing in establishing a relationship with your tenants, a positive one. Walk us through that process.
Yeah, that's exactly what the realization was, is that we're more or less doing internal marketing to our tenants, and they are now have become our marketing force. And they have created a backlog of their friends and family and acquaintances and coworkers who they like and respect. They've in turn provided them to us as future tenants. And we literally have a waiting list of people looking for properties. And as you look down this waiting list, the source are all from our tenants. And the great thing is your tenants, much like your employees, if you're in the corporate world or ever have been, they do an incredible job of screening for you. They're not going to attach their name to any prospective tenant that they think will ultimately be a problem tenant. You know, they don't pass on names that are ultimately going to come back and reflect poorly on them if you were to lease to them. They tend to screen as rigorously, almost as rigorously as we do, or at least pre-screen much more rigorously than we do before we do our formal screening. They bring us tenants that they know will be successful with us, that will know will be respectful, and that they know will be compliant, because they don't want to risk their own name or relationship with us. And it's a great source of tenants who are qualified and capable. And that has been ultimately the key. And unknowingly, I wish I could tell you this was some great strategic play of ours, but it wasn't. It was just through doing the right thing and taking care of people and treating them that we, in essence, we have built a marketing team amongst our tenants. And they work day in and day out, not only to pay the cost of our rental properties, but to ensure that we never go vacant by providing with us the continuous flow of qualified tenant leads.
And so walk us through this, Kevin, for a moment. Obviously, these tenants are a rich resource worthy of respect and cultivation. And what are some of the practical things that a landlord can do to earn the trust and respect of tenants who in turn can be the most powerful source of credible referrals for you and thus achieve 100% rental occupancy?
You know, Lewis, I wish I had something real revolutionary to share, but it's really, my response is very fundamental and very anticlimactic, and it centers around three key points. As a landlord, number one, provide your tenants with properties that are values. You know, that the rents are fair and they're accurate and they're reflective of the market and they're reflective of the condition or the desirability of the property. So you'll create a value. Nothing real cobble there, but create a value for your tenants. Don't hang your business model on being the landlord on the block with the highest rent. And by no means, don't be the landlord on the block with the lowest rent either. Just charge a fair price and create a fair value. number one. Number two, take care of the properties and the tenants' needs. You know, provide a good quality, safe home for the tenants and their families. And, you know, that doesn't mean that you bend over backwards and do things that are not prudent, or, you know, make ridiculous repairs or entertain unrealistic requests, but you do maintain a quality property. You know, there's not leaking roofs, there's not running water, there's not faulty air conditioning, you know, there's not broken windows. You know, the properties are intact and they're presentable and they're comfortable, and most importantly, they're safe. So, you know, provide a value, number one, and provide quality, number two. And then finally, number three, is just treat your tenants the same respect that you want to be treated with as a landlord. You know, and there's some things inherent there. You know, you want to be responsive. If they call with an issue or a question or a request, be responsive. And once again, that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to like your answer, but be responsive and let them know your answer. Don't let calls or requests linger. So treat them with the same respect that you would request. If you call them with a concern about a property or a late rent check, or perhaps a, you know, you drove by the house and saw something that wasn't satisfactory, you expect a call back and a response very quickly, and you owe them that same type of responsiveness. So to answer your question, Lewis, you know, number one, provide the value in the property. Number two, provide the quality in the property. And number three, be responsive and treat them with respect as a landlord.
Now, we've got about 2 minutes remaining, Kevin. I want to get your closing remarks about, again, coming back to this issue of building relationships with tenants and being an attentive and responsive landlord. If you could, again, summarize those points, because they are so valuable to, of course, achieving 100% occupancy.
Yeah, focus on taking care of your employee. Look, I just called them employees, they're tenants, but treat them with the respect and recognize their value as you would if they were an employee, because they provide a huge service to you and they're a very valuable asset. And I'll add, Lewis, even if they are not providing you with tenants or quality tenants, as we've discussed today, which has been one of the key successes of our business in keeping our rentals 100% occupied without advertising, think of it this way. If they're not your marketing team, as we've alluded to today, if you are taking care of those tenants, some of the other elements we've seen is also they upgrade within your portfolio. Maybe they're not bringing you tenants, but they may be the next tenant for your next available property. We have a waiting list right now of long-term tenants whose families have grown as they've stayed with us, and they are waiting now for our next available property with perhaps another extra bedroom or bathroom or a garage. And that, in turn, satisfies the same objective of any landlord, is to keep your properties occupied. It's wonderful when you have a pool of existing tenants who have already been proven and vetted and you have a relationship with, who are anxious and waiting to move into another property that you might have available sometimes in the near future. And, oh, by the way, there's probably a real good chance this is a higher rent property because their family has grown. They need more. So it's a great source of upgraded tenants, if not new tenants. And finally, in closing, hey, even if they don't become upgraded tenants for you or they don't provide new tenants for you, if you take care of them, they'll stay. And ultimately, that's the most important thing, and that takes us back to how we started. You know, vacancies and limiting or eliminating vacancy is critical to the success of any landlord. Take care of your tenants, and you'll get that vacancy of 100% or pretty darn close that you're seeking.
All excellent points, as always, and they come back to investing in people, and in this case, investing in tenants, because they will be your greatest source of referrals, and they demonstrate the success of Kevin's approach to these matters. Kevin, as always, a pleasure having you on today.
My pleasure. Thank you, Lewis.